get some wet weather on the way across the southern states. This is due to a series of cold fronts moving through. Not only have we got showers and isolated thunderstorms, we've also got some very strong winds across the southeast. There are still severe weather warnings out through parts of Victoria and also alpine areas of New South Wales, but these winds will ease off overnight Saturday. In fact, once that frontal system moves through and out into the Tasman Sea, we're expecting to see those winds dropping back significantly, although still very gusty through Tasmania and quite windy at times through Victoria and also South Australia. Now, we've also got a trough associated with this frontal system. That's what this band of activity is. It's going to bring the chance of some isolated thunderstorms. The further north we go with that trough, though, the less moisture there is. So even if we do see some of those thunderstorms forming, they're not expected to produce much in the way of rainfall. But damaging wind gusts may actually be a feature with those. And once that front moves through, we also start to see the showers beginning to ease off through Victoria, South Australia and Tasmania. In Tassie, they'll move back to just the west and northern parts of the state, into the far east of Victoria and just the far south of South Australia. We've got another front moving into the Bight. That's going to clip the southwest of Western Australia, so some showers developing there, even the potential of an isolated thunderstorm. And that trough could trigger some thundery showers for the Alice region. But then as we move into Sunday, another front moves up towards the southeast. So later in the day, we see showers increasing in southern parts of South Australia, on and south of the ranges in Victoria, and rain becoming widespread again in Tasmania, with the possibility of some heavy falls about the west of the state. Winds will strengthen right across that southeastern corner, and we've still got the potential of a shower or two on the way for Perth.